KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. All too often, you see superstar athletes giving interviews that suggest the absence of a functioning soul. The next time I see one, I'll think of the two tense, joyless boys at the center of a quietly devastating documentary called Ball Player Pelotero. Both boys are Dominican and nearly 16, or they claim to be. That's the age when they're eligible to sign with Major League Baseball's Dominican farm system. And these two hot prospects hope their contracts will shower millions of dollars on them and their impoverished families. The film depicts a recruitment process that has nothing to do with baseball's beauty or grace. It's all about the dehumanizing power of money and growing kids into superstars at bargain basement prices. It's like harvesting the land, a Dominican trainer says, completely without irony. Never mind that the harvest strips poor children of their youth or turns them into steely-eyed monsters. Ball player Pelotero follows two young shortstops during the run-up to a signing season. Signing bonuses can be huge by island standards, although modest by major league standards, so families often falsify kids' birth dates. That means the teams have to use DNA tests, bone scans, and detective work to make sure they're not buying overage talent. In one case, though, there's reason to suspect that a team may have spread false rumors of age fraud in order to weaken the bargaining position of a lavishly talented kid. Major League Baseball has passed new rules for the Dominican system, rules that will limit signing bonuses, but the harvest will continue, and it's not a pretty sight. Easy Money is an impressive Swedish thriller directed by Daniel Espinosa, who did Safe House with Denzel Washington. The mood is dark, the action is violent, and the handsome hero, J.W., has issues, shall we say, in the area of morality. What makes him so interesting, though, is not his astigmatic vision of right and wrong, but the ambiguity of his personality. Like the seductive and elusive hero of the talented Mr. Ripley, he isn't quite there. J.W. is played brilliantly by Joel Kinnaman. He's a business student from a working-class family and a man of many parts, most of them bogus or sleazy. He moonlights as a taxi driver for a company owned by the mob and does some drug running for the mob in the naive belief that he can control his own fate. He lives in a tiny apartment but dresses well enough to pass for upper class at elegant parties where he takes in everything around him with darting eyes. A beautiful young heiress named Sophie, she's played by Lisa Henny, tells him approvingly, almost worshipfully, that when he looks, he truly sees. Sophie can't see that the man she's falling in love with is an optical illusion, a pair of eyes reporting to a brain that's unconnected to a heart. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with a review of The Dark Knight Rises.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.